Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie reviewer, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We got a couple of flicks we could talk about this week. The first one, Ant-Man and the Wasp, and also kids' film, Show Dogs.
Yes.
What are we talking about first?
So we're talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp first. So just a quick recap. So this is a movie about a man who wears a suit that makes him smaller, and he's joined by a lady friend who also has a suit that makes her smaller, and together they fight crime.
You make it sound absolutely thrilling, Kev. Look, this was obviously one of the Marvel superhero films. It's the first Marvel superhero film, in fact, to follow the blockbuster amongst blockbusters that was Infinity War, and yet this is a much smaller scale, much more intimate tale by the sound of things.
It absolutely is. It's, I think, a very good idea to have a sort of, I guess, a change of course, I suppose. So instead of having another even bigger, crazier blockbuster, they try and sort of make it a bit small, make it more of a crime caper comedy, so to speak. So it follows most directly the events of Ant-Man. And me personally, I think that it was a very good movie. I thought that the CGI was very well made, although this is something to be expected of most Marvel movies, and it's still very, very funny, which is great because it plays to the strengths of Paul Rudd, who is a comedic actor, and he's so charming in everything he does.
Oh, he is very charismatic. You know, good old Paul Rudd. He's absolutely fantastic. You know, before we move on from that point, just wanted to say, I mean, we're not receiving any money for these reviews, Kev. But I will say, I'm a big Marvel fan, and I think the dipping the toes into different genres is something the Marvel movies do particularly well. They are based around the superhero films, but as you say, this one's more of a crime comedy caper. When Guardians of the Galaxy came out, it was more of a space opera, and people were just surprised, I think, by these different directions. Ant-Man, the first Ant-Man, bit of a comedy, bit of a crime caper, and it was quite a good film as well. But the other side of that thing is these movies are also interlinked. Infinity War certainly was very dense for anybody who hadn't sort of gotten much Marvel movies into them previously. Does Ant-Man, you know, really take its own sort of way?
It does, for the most part, but I'm afraid it's one of the, I think, biggest drawbacks to this film. I showed my dad the first Ant-Man, and he hates superhero films, but he had to admit that going with a different approach to these superhero movies was a good idea, and he actually genuinely enjoyed Ant-Man. But when it comes to Ant-Man and the Wasp, I'm not so sure, because not only has he got to have background knowledge of Ant-Man, but he also has to have watched Avengers Infinity War. He needs to have watched the second Avengers film and Captain America Civil War, so which are movies that I know he's not really that into. And so if you're interested in going to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp, you're going to need to have a lot of background information. Otherwise, there's going to be so many references to these other movies that Paul Rudd's character appeared in, Scott Lang, and you're going to go, wait, why is he under house arrest? How did this happen? I've got no idea how he got into the situation, which I think they could have explained a lot better. Maybe make it as a bit of a joke. Maybe Paul Rudd forgetting why he's under house arrest because you punched out Captain America or you punched out Iron Man or something along those lines. But it sort of got a bit too exposition-y for my liking when it comes to the history.
All right, well, Ant-Man and the Wasp, a terrific follow-up to the original Ant-Man, bit of a crime comedy caper. If you're in the mood for that or for a superhero film, a little bit of a drawback, maybe you should hit up the Wikipedia page for these movies before you hit the cinemas. Our second film of the week, this is maybe one for younger kids. You can take kids along, I think, to Ant-Man and the Wasp, but for younger kids, Show Dogs. What do we think of this one?
Right. Well, so just a quick recap of what Show Dogs is about. It's about a talking police dog that goes on the cover in one of these show dog pageantry competition things. It's two movies that are, I'll admit, I was explaining Ant-Man and the Wasp poorly as a joke, but this is exactly as it sounds. It's not that great. Look, I'll admit that for the kids, they'd probably be taken in by the cute talking dogs and the funny situations that they end up getting themselves in. But there's not really that much for the adults to enjoy. For the adults, there's no humor to really get them enjoying the movies along with their kids. Everything's more absolutely targeted towards the kids 100%. Not only that, but the main human lead, Will Arnett, I can just tell he's not really enjoying his time. Mm-hmm. He's got no real content for him, or no real good script writing for him to really sink his teeth into.
It's a shame. I'm quite a Will Arnett fan, I must admit. Okay, so this is less of a family film, more of a strictly the young kids sort of film. Did want to touch on this very briefly before, because we do need to get out of here for the news, but did want to touch on this one. There was a bit of controversy around this film with some rather odd subject content. Basically, the dog had to be fondled, had to get through being fondled as part of the show dogs competition. It was very controversial because a lot of parents were complaining it looked like child grooming, this actual film. It's been cut, I understand, from the Australian release because of so much controversy in the States.
Yeah, it has. And I could actually tell during the screening, they didn't even bother trying to hide the cut. They just cut the one scene into two, and it was very obvious. But the scene in question has been removed. I can confirm that.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm not sure if it's something that everyone would agree with, that sort of, I guess, conclusion. But either way, just to avoid controversy, I think fair enough. They just wanted to get rid of the scene.
Not a lot of artistic integrity in that
not
one.
Really, no.
Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.